what if you were gonna pour it out of a can, what would you?
Well, you'd have to have a funnel.
Get her pointed right, huh?
Yeah.
And what would you plug the hole with?
What do you mean? Out of the barrel you draw it out of?
Yeah, no, plug the hole in the bottle or the jar.
Oh, they had corks for that business, you know, just like. Of course, now you may not be old enough to recollect when all the bottles was all corked. Now,
yeah.
Then, you know, they got them screw tops.
Yeah, I remember corks.
And that's what.
What do you call the rubber ones?
Well, shit, we didn't have any of them days.
They were corks too, huh?
Yeah. I'll tell you, sometimes if you couldn't get them, you put a rag over a corn cob.
Yeah. Whittle her down.
Yeah.
Poke her in.
You could get out of that. You could look around the pile and find you one the right size.
Yeah. Did you have one of those musical instruments that you could blow on and suck on and make music?
No, I never did.
Were they common around here in the early days?
No, they never was. You're talking about them phrase harps, ain't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's several boys had them around. I didn't approve of that many. I didn't approve of any of that music stuff. My woman played the organ till the pianist come in. She played that a long time. So we got so many kids couldn't take care of them. I led singing here for years and years.
Hmm. That's kind of fun, isn't it?
It was to me. It was to me. That old boy's sister, that up there where we started, got the coach. I thought I heard a car.
Nope. I don't know, maybe he's far off. I haven't seen anybody out there.
Plane, I think. She wanted me one time, she had her little Sunday school class singing at her. What we call a children's day here. Said, Tom, could you go in there somewhere and hide behind the bench and help them kids out? I said, yeah. I did. I got them started off good, and then I'd hush. And then one time we'd had singing, and all sitting down, you know, and Hester, that is my wife's name, she got our piano ready. Nobody hadn't got up and rest. I said, all right, get standing up here. We can't sing something now. And Wade's mammy, or sister was named Gladys, said, well, I was wondering how this is going to get Tom Archie to sing and sitting down. Says, he won't do it. He's going to stand up and get with him. And I said, that's the way you got to if you sing. You can't just sit down here and sing. You got to get up and get with it.
Did they have that musical instrument here that you could hold in your teeth and thump with your thumb?
And juice harp.
Yeah.
Once in a while, an old boy would have one.
They're kind of a joke, aren't they?
Yeah.
You were talking about a buggy. With a one-horse buggy, what do you call the two things that you put the horse between?
Shafts.
How about a wagon, the one thing that sticks out?
Tongue.
Mm-hmm. And if you want somebody to get the horses ready and put them there, what do you tell him?
Well, you just say it's a wagon while you get the horses and hook them to the wagon. That's what we always said.
You hook them to the wagon, huh?
Yeah. If you drove them, got them hooked together and drive them out, why, you drove one of them. He wasn't drove up many times. He knows where he'd sidestep over that tongue and get his place.
Uh-huh. Huh. Learn that quickly, huh?
Yes, sir. They don't take them long.
In your buggy, did you have a fancy thing that you could pop over your horses?
A whip, buggy whip.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't no good if you didn't have one of them. It didn't look right. If you did use it, it had to be set up in that, what we call it, a stock where you set them up, you know, in there.
Uh-huh.